Hi, Lakeside. Welcome to Lakeside at Home. I'm Pastor Andrew. I am glad to be sharing this time with you whenever you're watching or listening to this. A few announcements before we begin. Trunk or Treat is coming up later in the month. I am recording this on October 2nd, and so later in the month, Trunk or Treat is coming up. We've got a lot going on at the church, and you can find all of that information on our links to events in the description to this. You can also find in the description to this a link to our app and downloading our app from either Google Play or the iOS App Store. And there you can find our prayer wall. And since people watch this video at different times, it doesn't make sense for me to pray specifically for the folks on the prayer wall, as that might not be what is needed at the time you're watching this. So in a little bit later, I'm going to invite you to look at the prayer wall and commit to praying for any of the people on there that you can lift up in prayer. Well, it's also the beginning of fall break here in the Humble ISD, which means that a good portion of our church is in Disney World or other vacation destinations. This is our biggest vacation week of the year, and this year is no exception. I think we have a good number of the people who are usually here in person who have told me they are in Disney World this week. So if you're in Disney World, you can probably look around and see some Lakeside folks, or at least text and see who's there, because it is quite interesting how many people will be there. So I hope you're having a great time. And since we're doing a Star Wars thing, I hope that you will go to the Galaxy's Edge and get in the Millennium Falcon, make your own lightsabers, all those kinds of things, and maybe take some pictures and let us know all the fun things that you're doing. So I guess this is sort of Lakeside at Disney for a few of you. Well, our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to begin in verse 46. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out to the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned, this time gives us an opportunity to pray for our community. And you can get on our app and then press on the prayer wall, which I will demonstrate in just a second here. Our app looks like this. For those of you that are not listening to audio, and you can click on the prayer wall, and then you can see the prayers that have been listed for our community recently. You can also add any prayers that you have and commit to pray or comment on any of the prayers that are there. But will you pray with me? God, we thank you for a community that can be united in prayer. A people that can be gathered by your love. We pray for all of those people in our community who are struggling, who have known profound and deep loss, who feel broken, hopeless, unable to see a way forward. God, we pray for those people. We pray also for our world, God, that is not a place of justice, is not a place of mercy, is not a place of forgiveness in so many ways. God, we pray that those places that are addresses of hope, of mercy, of forgiveness, of justice, that you work within those to expand them, God, so that your light is known throughout all the world. We pray as you taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to thank all of you that continue to give to Lakeside and make our ministry possible. Those of you that are watching this online, you can give online through a number of ways. On our website, there is a link to two ways of giving through Vanco, which is our old system, and then also Tithely, which is new system. Both of them work just as well. You can also give through Zelle at zelle@thelakesideumc.org. But if you have the app and you are signed up through that, that's a very easy way to give. We rely on your continued support, and I am so thankful for it. Return of the Jedi. We've finally gotten to the third movie in the original trilogy. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of fun here at Lakeside. We've dressed up, we've had trivia contests, it's been a lot of fun, but we've also been looking at, I think, some very important themes that Star Wars helps us understand about the gospel. And we've looked at how this idea of hope woven in the Star Wars movies is there in the gospel itself too, how Jesus brings this new hope into the world, and through that hope we are able to overcome incredible resistance to it, that we can continue to hope even when there is much to be scared of and fearful of. We've talked about how hope itself is the expanding of possibilities, the seeing of more pathways. That's what hope is, when we can see beyond just one or two ways forward in our life. It's that kind of mentality that a door can be closed and we can think of another way that we can get to where we want to go. That's the essential part of hope. And how fear constricts what we can see. It narrows our vision. So hope expands our vision, fear narrows our vision. And we've looked at the story of Star Wars about how hope is continually imbued in the characters and how the resistance to the fear that the Empire kind of represents in the story, how they continue to hope. We've seen that in the life of Jesus, how he begins as a small baby, this new hope, and that hope builds through his ministry, and even in the face of betrayal by his own disciples, even in the face of crucifixion, that hope remains. Because in God all things are possible, that hope is always there. This week, we are turning towards the final movie, and we are going to build off of those themes, adding some ways in which it's not just about hope, but also about trust. We looked, for example, about how hope tempered, refined in struggle is faith. And faith is in many ways trust. So we're going to look at all of those things together and examine the story of Return of the Jedi, but also looking at the story, of course, of Jesus himself and seeing how the themes in Star Wars help us to understand some of what is going on in the Gospels a little bit better. So let me give you a brief recap of Return of the Jedi for those of you that haven't seen it or haven't seen it in a long time. We left the second movie in a kind of hopeless place. Han Solo, one of the major characters, has been captured. The rebels are on the run. The Empire seems just as powerful in many ways as they were in the beginning of the movie. Nevertheless, some very important things have happened that happened in that second movie and in the time leading up, however long that is, until this third movie. And one of those things is that Luke Skywalker has gone from basically a young boy taking his first steps into a wider world into a Jedi. He now has become sort of what he needs to be in order to defeat the Empire. And your introduction to this new Luke Skywalker is in the beginning of the third movie. And so symbolically, for example, he lost his hand that in the second movie that had the lightsaber that was his father's, and now he has constructed his own lightsaber, a green lightsaber, his own identity, his own Jedi Knightness, and he is going to free Han Solo. Now, Luke is there because the droids have already come, and Princess Leia has already come, and both of them were not able to free Han Solo, though the droids weren't really there to do that. Nevertheless, Luke comes into this gangster, and Jabba the Hutt is a criminal overlord that has Han Solo, who Han Solo owed money to, and is able to free Han Solo. Then we find out about the big bad and the Empire and how they have a brand new Death Star. And so basically the rest of the movie is aimed towards this final scene with the Empire and destruction of this second Death Star. And while in many ways it's similar to the first movie, there's a small band of people who attack this Death Star, it's different because this Death Star is under construction, and so they're trying to do it before it's finished, and also they must enlist the help, or they don't know about them, but they end up enlisting the help of these little furry creatures called Ewoks. And so there's a whole lot of fun to be had as they work with these little furry creatures to defeat the Empire. But the heart of the movie in many ways is the story of Luke Skywalker, because we are also introduced, not for the first time, but in a major way, to the big bad of this series, the one who is even worse than Darth Vader, and that's the Emperor. And the most powerful scene, I would argue, in the entire series is Luke's confrontation with the Emperor, because the Emperor represents everything that we have talked about. He represents fear. He represents the desire for absolute control and absolute power. Everything he says in such a way to manipulate others by giving them no hope. In fact, his entire conversation with Luke is him trying to convince Luke that Luke's fall to the dark side, his giving up of hope, is inevitable. That there is no other possibility. So Luke turns himself in and is taken by Vader to the Emperor. And there we find out that the emperor has already known this whole time, or at least says that he has known this whole time, that the rebels are going to attack, that he has engineered this whole thing. What they thought was hope was just further layers of manipulation. And that they are, in his words, walking into a trap. He continues that Luke is going to give in to his fear, is going to give in to his hate, those things that narrow his vision, and that he will fall. Now, I imagine that feeling of inevitability, which is so well portrayed in this movie, is something that many people have felt, that you have felt at times. Have you ever felt like you just can't struggle anymore, that you imagine that sooner or later you're going to cave in, you're going to give in, that there's really only one way? Have you ever felt like your life is just sort of on a one-way train there, a track, and there's just nothing you can do to get off of there? You just go, I am going this way. And I have felt that before, as I have talked with some of you before. I've struggled with depression, and depression in many ways is something that narrows that kind of focus, where you think that there is no longer hope or possibility. So you might understand how that feeling of fear and that feeling of inevitability is something that we all go through at different times in our lives. And it's been that same fear that we've been talking about in those previous two movies, that narrowing of vision until it feels like there's only one way forward. You know, fear is often how people are controlled by others, and sometimes even it controls us, and we're not even sure from whom. But if you can get someone scared enough, where they only feel like there's one way out, it's like a cornered dog that will finally turn even on someone they love if they feel like that's their only way out. So it's powerful stuff, this fear. In fact, Yoda says, "Don't underestimate the power of the Emperor." I like that line, because he's essentially saying, don't underestimate the power of fear. It's real. And yet, Luke walks into that fear. Just as Jesus walked to the cross willingly. You see, when we understand that Jesus wasn't forced into that, but that he chose to go to the cross, then we see that even in this world of brokenness, even in this world where God would be crucified for no justice, that Christ walked that he chose that. And so in that, there was always hope, because it was a choice. It wasn't something done from fear, but from love. And that's what I like about Star Wars. That's what I like about this scene, that Luke is going to confront the Emperor because he believes he can turn Darth Vader, his father, back. He's holding on to that hope, holding on to that possibility. And in that final confrontation, where the Emperor is so sure that fear is going to win out, we discover the one thing that can overcome fear. What's the one thing? What's the scene in that movie where fear is finally overcome? And not Luke's fear, but the fear of his father, Darth Vader. Now, knowing the rest of the series and the prequels, we know how all of that fear built up in his life. But even though he is someone who has come to represent that fear, he has been controlled. He believes there's no other way, that resistance to the Emperor is futile, that you have to do this, that there's only one way forward, that the dark side is the only path forward. And Luke, by his sacrificial love, and his trust shows Darth Vader a power that is beyond fear. When a man willingly goes to the cross, no power is greater than him. When we sacrifice for one another out of love, when we choose it, then there is no power greater. That sacrificial love that's at the heart of the Christian message is a love ultimately of trust, saying that even with out me, even if I am sacrificed, if that love that I believe in you, that is the power, that trust at the heart of it, that faith in the broken person, that love shown in trance can transform that broken person. And in the perhaps the pivotal scene of the entire trilogy is when Darth Vader, when he has seen Luke Skywalker being killed, essentially, by the Emperor, and Luke is crying out to him, picks up the Emperor and throws him over a shaft, down into the Death Star, killing him. It's the most powerful scene because it is the first real act of hope and of trust that's been shown for Vader. This power that is greater than fear has finally been revealed and shown to be the greatest power. That trust, that sacrificial love. You know, as Christians, we believe that that sacrificial love is at the heart of our faith. We believe that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself, and in doing so, showed a deep faith in us, in our capacity to turn from fear when shown what true love is. Our scripture today comes at the very end where Jesus is commissioning, essentially, his disciples. He's ascending into heaven. He's leaving them. And in doing so, he's telling them, you are going to be agents of this forgiveness. You are going to be my people. I am turning it over to you. I am trusting you with it. It is that act of faith in them that shown through Jesus' own sacrifice, that we see a power of hope made manifest that is taking over these people and turning these very ordinary people into people of purpose and power. And that's exactly what we are seeing and can, that we see in this movie and can see in our own lives. You see, however hopeless you might feel, those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, who hold him up and who make him the Lord of our life, we have said in this way, you have said, and you can come to know at a deeper and deeper level that Jesus himself died, not for everybody, but for you, so that you might know forgiveness, so that you might know freedom, so that you might know his faith in you. He has called you to a great purpose. He has given you a power to overcome fear. He has placed a hope within you. And the only question is, will we still let fear run our lives, or will we come to know a power far beyond it? Hear now our benediction. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, the presence of God is with you. For wherever you are, God is. Amen.